Layoffs have begun at Twitter under new owner Elon Musk. Some reports suggest about half the company's 7,500-person workforce could be cut. Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg, joins us to talk about it all. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Deepa. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so this is part of a cost-cutting measure. Twitter has been plagued by having high costs for its level of revenue, and it hasn't regularly turned a profit. But now there's new debt as part of this sale. Can you tell us a little about how the company is doing financially?
Well, right. You know, I think it's you make the best point is that it's not like Elon Musk just wrote a check for Twitter or paid in cash. There's investments from previous shareholders of the company, but also about $13 billion in bank debts. And interest rates obviously have risen across the board this year, but especially for some of these risky debt like this, some of the interest rates on this debt are as high as almost 12% for a portion of it. And as you point out, Twitter's not turning a profit. So he really is facing some very, very big debt interest payments going forward. So he's looking for every possible cost savings he can in order to make the company viable and pay back that debt. So his plan now, as we're reporting at Bloomberg, is, as you said, to lay off about half of the 7,500 total employees at Twitter. And the process has begun today.
I mean, we those of us who maybe have a blue check mark are also looking at the fact that we might have to start coughing up every month to pay for that. But you know, that's minimal when you think about somebody losing their job. I'm wondering, you know, 7,500 people for an operation like Twitter, is that just too big?
Well, clearly Musk is our, you know, his claim is that it is. For a company that generates the type of revenue Twitter does, Twitter just has not been as successful as Facebook and some of the other social media companies at turning a big sort of very active user base into revenue through advertising. And that problem is actually being compounded for Elon Musk because several big advertisers have basically said they're suspending their advertising on the platform because they're worried about what he's going to do with the company and the sort of moderation of content that's going to be around.
So looking forward, you know, we only have about 30 seconds, but will this cost cutting, you know, and revenue generating at the same time, will that be enough to keep Twitter afloat?
Well, I really think it depends how these advertisers respond. And so far, they're being very cautious towards Mr. Musk because of, you know, his embrace of sort of all voices on the platform and what they think or what at least what they worry about is going to be a lack of moderation of sort of more disruptive voices.
Yeah. Mike Regan is a senior editor at Bloomberg. Thanks so much for joining us again, Mike.
Thank you, Deepa.